From the National Radio Club, this is the DX Audio Service.
And welcome back to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for December 1998.
Don't let this guy scare you. He always looks this way when he air checks for 48 hours straight. Here's Phil Wayne with the Market Scope.
Welcome to Market Scope on the December 1998 DX Audio Service. This month we're heading down toward Amarillo, Texas, courtesy of that tall Texan. Not LBJ, not Dale Hamm, but Mark Erdman. Well, maybe Mark's not quite a Texan, but he did do some traveling around and sent us up some of them NAR air checks.
Have a couple comments on
listen to these people talking their little lives away. Tell me, I've been driving around for hours and I don't get it. Don't these people have anything better to do than call this radio station? They crack me up. I got half a mind to turn this off. I mean, bang, just like that, I'm out of there. Yep, one push the button and I'm gone. I'm just being a good driver right now, keeping both hands on the wheel here. I'll change the station later. Like tomorrow.
Supertalk, 1440 AM, KPUR. Change it. We dare you.
This is Supertalk, 1440 KPUR Amarillo, home of G. Gordon Liddy and The Michael Reagan Show.
KPUR, 1440 AM, Amarillo. And now, NBC News.
Harry, you're arguing a stupid point, Harry.
No,
I mean, Harry, you're arguing it doesn't matter, Harry.
It does matter.
Oh, no, it doesn't, Harry. Harry, I'm going to pray for you that you get a brain. You've lost the one God gave you. I'm Mike Reagan. This is the Michael Reagan Radio Talk Show. 1-800-468-MIKE is the phone number. It must be Friday. Look out that window. Is the full moon out? Is the full moon out? Must be. Or it's thinking about it. Anyway, have a great weekend, everybody, if you're leaving me now. If not, hey, always check me out on the web. Best website in America. You can find it where? At Reagan.com.
You've been listening to the very independent Michael Reagan Show on the Premier Radio Networks. KPUR now brings you all the latest scores and sports information weekday mornings from 6:30 to 8 with ESPN Radio. Only on 1440 AM KPUR Amarillo.
NBC Radio News. Big Tobacco has waved the white flag of surrender.
Hi, this is Tim Cunningham, host of the Eat Right Health Promotion Center Wellness Hour. 9 o'clock on Saturday mornings right here on 1440 KPUR. This is a call-in show dealing with the latest trends in nutrition. We'll bring you the latest research as well from major scientific journals. Teach you how to control your diabetes, how to control your blood pressure, things such as that. This is a call-in show, 9 o'clock Saturday mornings, right here on 1440 KPUR.
At home, at work, or in your car, wherever you are, there's always something super on Super Talk, 1440 KPUR.
Sounded like Bob Dole after a mega dose of Viagra. I can't help it, folks. Oh, hour two of the program. I'm Roger Fredenberg, radio's regular guy. Nice to have you with us. Brought to you by the Talk Radio Network and your local station. We were teasing earlier about Bob Dole being one of the test subjects for Viagra. We were trying to imagine Bob Dole in that voice.
Madness is underway.
Bailey, left baseline, shoots. No good! Princeton wins! Princeton wins! They've upset the defending national champion, UCLA Bruins.
Keep it tuned right here for all the action and excitement of the NCAA basketball tournament from the NCAA Radio Network.
Hear a triple header of coverage in the second round today on KGNC, Talk Radio 71, the Panhandle sports leader.
Tradio is coming up next right after CBS News at 8:06 this morning. Foggy conditions, please do drive carefully if you're out and about. Visibility of 1/4 mile at 44 degrees here at the KGNC studios. It's 8 o'clock. Good morning. KGNC.
CBS News, I'm Claudia.
Claudia Marshall. Sergeant Major Gene McKinney could still be thrown in the brig.
Good morning, it's 8:06 at KGNC Talk Radio 71. Our staff meteorologist Steve McCauley says look for cloudy and cool today with a high of 48 degrees. Winds will be northeasterly at 15 to 25 miles per hour. For tonight, foggy and rainy, a low of 33. Winds will be east and northeasterly at 15 to 20 miles per hour. And for tomorrow, my goodness, we have a mixed bag here. Cloudy, rain mixing with and changing to freezing rain. Chance of snow late, a high of 39. Winds will be northeasterly at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Currently, winds are from the south at 16. Relative humidity, 96%. Visibility of 3/4 of a mile due to fog. 43 out at the Weather Service, 44 still at KGNC.
Items for sale, trade, wanted to buy, or to give away. It's time for Tradio with Carl Hellbach on KGNC.
And a very pleasant Saturday morning to each and every one of you as we start another Tradio show here on KGNC. This is Carl, and I'll be with you till 9 o'clock this morning for your items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. And for a special treat, here's Chris Albrot from our sister station to give you the rules this morning.
Yeah, thanks, Carl. You know, this is my last day here at KGNC, and this is the only thing I think I have never done in 5 years here at this radio station was to be involved with the Tradio program. So I thought, what the hey, this is the last time I get to do anything like this. So here are the official rules. And you know, it'd be nice if they had a celebrity when they come into town like Oprah Winfrey read these rules.
Right.
That would be so cool to hear somebody do that.
Well,
so,
we have one this morning now.
Yeah,
you.
Yeah, right. The rules of Tradio: no personal services or employment, including babysitting. I can understand that. No farm implements or agricultural products. That includes livestock, hay, seed, or vegetable. No real estate items. That includes rentals. No businesses may advertise unless paid for, and we highly encourage that. No businesses may advertise unless paid for. No puppies for sale, but if you want to give them away, that's fine. And only 3 items per call, and you may only call 2 times per week and 1 call per program. So if you've already called twice this week, see you Monday. And the local number is 3200710. The NTS long distance number is 800-285-0710. And in Potter and Randall counties only, you can call on Cellular One of Amarillo on that cell phone of yours at #710. And to get the festivities going back this morning, here's Carl.
Well, Chris, before you go, I want to say it's been a pleasure working with you, and good
luck
for wherever you're going.
Well, likewise, I've enjoyed it too. Have fun, and, you know, have fun with the Tradio program.
Okay, we will. Thanks a lot, Chris. All right, let's get to the phone lines this morning, shall we? You're first on Tradio. Good morning.
KGNC, FM 98, where our double shot weekends pay off with a crisp new $100 bill.
Amarillo's new country with
on a funhouse.
It's a fun house here at KGNC, Blue FM 98. It's 8:12 right now under fair skies and 49. Windy day ahead. Right now it's Mark Wills and I Do Cherish You.
All I am.
Hey, we get our music for free and pass the savings on to you.
And we love you, too.
Thanks for making us Amarillo Station of the Year for 1998.
KGNC.
FM 98.
Yeah.
Support then KGNC FM 98 Fun Time. It's 8:17 with Kenny Chesney, a new one from him. Hey, that's why I'm here.
More fun than lightning striking your zipper. KGNC FM 98.
Message there is the arms of love, a nice place to be. Not been there, not done that. KGNC FM 98, it's 8:25. It's Marilyn and Matt here. Bobby's got the morning off, Mr. Bob, Captain Bob Shannon. I just wanted to ask you this, Matt. You're a very gadget-oriented person.
Yeah,
I don't
sure
know if you, Matt's been on the air now for a couple weeks, and we're really enjoying you being here. Thank you. But gadgets are kind of your thing. You're interneting. You internet. That's why we get the news headlines. Ow!
Bam-o, just
even,
like that.
Even as the story's happening, and also I like that because you've got, like, things you're working on. off, you know, news lines because it's Saturday and you got to get things done.
Yeah, sure. I got a lot of stuff. I came in with an armload of gadgets this morning.
I like your stuff.
Half of them not working.
But you can figure out
yeah.
why they don't work.
Yeah, right. Right.
You have that talent.
Yeah. Okay. I'm like Lex Luthor in here.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, you got some good stuff there. You got CB and
yeah, CB.
Hey, I used to use one.
So did my parents, which is dating me. I said my parents use it, not me.
But did you have a handle?
Did I personally have a handle? No, I didn't have a handle. I wasn't allowed to use the CB.
That's right.
It was in the car, right. And it was one of the old kind that looked like an actual telephone handset.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I know. It was real spiffy.
Way cool.
I know. It looked like everyone thought we had a car phone, literally, before there was such thing as a car phone.
Well, see, so we just entered the world of Mr. Gadget.
Ah.
Mr. Matt. And what's on the way for us, news headlines?
We got a lot of cool stuff coming up. We got sports. We got that aircraft plant that might be moving into Amarillo, bringing about 1,200 jobs with it.
There was a thruster problem up there, Mir Space Station, and
Kay Bailey Hutchison was in town.
And Elizabeth Taylor's Bunions. All next! I just can't. That's a wild.
At Amarillo International Airport, 52 degrees. This has been a KGNC FM 98 news update. I'm Matt Darby.
Goodbye, Matt. Have a wonderful happy Easter.
Thank you very much. I haven't heard that pun enough this year.
Well, you know, because it keeps you hopping.
Sure does.
Hey, what are you gonna get for a treat in your basket? What are you gonna get? What do you want?
I don't know yet. The Easter Bunny doesn't bring coal if you've been bad, so it's difficult for me to say. No, I haven't been bad. I'm kidding.
You've been a very good bunny this year.
Yes,
week.
I have been a good bunny. A darn good bunny.
All right, what are you gonna get? What treat do you like though?
You know, I like Cadbury cream eggs,
right.
But only in small doses. If you eat too many, they make you sick as a dog, and then you hate them for years. So I limit them. I'm one of the few people on planet Earth that enjoys the black jelly beans, the licorice jelly beans.
All right.
And that's about it. I hate the little marshmallow bunnies with the coconut on them.
Oh, those are good.
Nah, some of the worst candy ever. Next to Raisinets and Boston baked beans, some of the worst candy in the world. And those horrible, horrible orange circus peanuts.
You don't like circus peanuts?
You like circus peanuts?
Here's circus peanuts. You open up the bag, you let it sit for about 3 weeks.
Oh, so that they get hard?
Yeah.
Like Lucky Charms marshmallows?
Yeah.
You're sick and twisted, Mary Lynn.
Okay. The Easter Bunny made me do it. All right. Well, keep your eggs all in one basket.
Thank you very much. Have a wonderful Easter, Mary Lynn.
And I love your Easter bonnet. It's
all this spring. Make sure you listen every weekday morning at 7:35.
Then again at 7 after every hour.
Every hour.
To find out how you can win your share.
A what?
All right.
Of thousands of dollars in cold, hard cash.
On Amarillo's Station of the Year for 1998.
I'm never going to quit listening to the station.
KGNC FM 98.
We're in the middle of a country gold weekend on Classic Country, KDJW 1360.
When back.
From the biggest country gold library in Amarillo, it's Country Gold Weekend on KDJW.
We're gone to Branson. Join Classic Country, KDJW, along with your host, Jack Dillon, and Stormy Weathers for a Branson weekend getaway, June 18th through the 21st. You'll enjoy a relaxing, fun-filled 4 days and 3 nights of beautiful scenery and great entertainment. See Mel Tillis, Shoji Tabuchi, Mo Bandy, and the Hughes Brothers. Enjoy a fabulous dinner and show aboard the showboat Branson Belle on Table Rock Lake. We'll visit great attractions and master craftsmen at work at the 1890s village of Silver Dollar City and take an escorted sightseeing tour of the Ozarks. Stop by the station for more information or call 1-800-877-TOUR. That's 1-800-877-8687. Seats are limited, so call now for your Branson weekend getaway, June 18th to the 21st, with Jack and Stormy at Classic Country, KDJW.
Classic Country, KDJW, Amarillo. Now more Classic Country with Jack Dillon.
Four men, there'll be love again where love used to live.
Love Used to Live. Big David Houston on KDJW as we begin another hour here of the Saturday show with Jack Dillon on Classic Country. Coming up, some John Denver, Marty Robbins, Gene Watson, Tammy Wynette, George Jones, Old Waylon, Tommy Overstreet, Connie Smith, Hank Williams Jr., and Country Charlie Pride. Right now, here's Buck Owens and Sweet Rosie Jones.
I met her out.
Talk radio that matters. 1010 AM, the Twin Tans, KTNZ, Amarillo.
Mutual News. It is the biggest peace breakthrough in Northern Ireland in 30 years.
Hi, folks. I'm Bobby Likas. Everyone has car questions. Understandably, the single most important car question of all is where to go to get straight answers. That's easy. Just tune in Bobby Likas Car Clinic. Likas, you're going to love us every Saturday morning right here on 1010 AM, the Twin Tens, KTNZ.
Bobby Likas Car Clinic, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11 on 1010 AM, the Twin Tens, KTNZ, Amarillo.
I'm really pleased you popped in. I hope I can persuade you to hang out for a while as we explore your life and mine. Who am I? I'm Bruce Williams. I am indeed. Welcome, my friends. Welcome to my world. We'll see what's going on in your life, and if I can be of help, by golly, let's not hesitate.
I'm Dalen Martin for the Twin Tens, KTNZ.
Nationwide, Sports Byline USA, and here's host Ron Barr.
And wherever you might be around America, I'm Ron Barr. We've got you smack dab in the middle of America's sports talk show, Sports Byline USA. Going to be talking a little later on with William Rofe. He is out to dinner right now, the Saints starting offensive tackle. 5 years in the NFL, four of them have been Pro Bowl season years. And he'll join us and you, and that'll be a little later on. So that means we can open up the lines at 1-800-878-7529 and let you go at it. Maybe you'd like to talk a little bit about baseball when you take a look at...
Thanks, Mark, for some great Texas radio. Next month, we'll have more from the Amarillo market. Now, if you'd like to contribute to the Market Scope, here's all you have to do. Record a majority of the stations in your market, or wherever you're visiting, and drop them on a cassette tape to me, Phil Wayne, at 135 and a half Midland Avenue, Findlay, Ohio, 45840. Now, when you send a tape, be sure to either edit it yourself with a description of the stations recorded, or include an index with your tape. If possible, when you record your own Market Scope, please feel free to include some commentary about the stations, especially if you have some interesting thoughts about past formats, people at the station, or anything else you think would be interesting. And please be sure to make the recordings the best possible. That's it. So now it's time for you to make your comments. It's time for Musings to the Members. To be part of the Musings, call 419-224-1609, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Greetings, audio service members. Marty Rimpaugh here, October 26th. And 1510 KKHI in San Rafael in California, for the last 3 days, if not longer, has just been running blank carrier. I don't know what's going on. The FM at 100.7 is running their classical format, simulcasting with Xbox at 540 from San Diego on the weekend, but the AM has just been running blank carrier, so I don't know what's going on, and they just sign off as if nothing happens. So I don't know what's going on. Just blank carriers on 1510.
It's Mark Marino from Calumet City. Just wanted to let you know that if you hear a station on 1620 that's broadcasting nothing but the Chicago National Weather Service radio station, you might be picking up the station that's apparently licensed to the city of Hammond as an emergency station of some kind. They ran a tape a couple of weeks ago saying that this was such a station and that it was owned by the city of Hammond. So that doesn't come on often. The rest of the time they just run the weather station all day. I wonder, it gets out pretty well. I don't know if anybody's picked it up on the skip or not. But in case you have picked up a station on 1620 with nothing but the Chicago weather on it, that's probably what it is.
Good evening. This is Paul Burkhart from Watertown, Massachusetts, recording on the 28th of October at just after 6 p.m. My question is, I found a station at 1680 kilocycles that seems to have a hip-hop format, but I cannot find an ID of that station. It's not coming in very well up here in the Boston area, but when it comes in fairly well. But I just need to know, what is that new station at 1680 with a hip-hop rap format? Thank you.
Greetings, audio service members. Marty Rimpaugh, happy Halloween. And the Catholic Family Network is now on the air, the network that used to be Beat Radio and before that Radio Oz is now Family Catholic Network, and right now they're just playing traditional Catholic hymns, but I guess they just signed on either yesterday or today, if not before, but I just thought I'd report that they are on now.
Hi, this is Audrey Levine in New York City. Some more format change to tell you about. There's a radio station called Jukebox Radio, which emanates from New Jersey, and they have a satellite feeder to go to Rockland County at 94.3 and Monticello, New York, where my mother lives, at 99.7. They originate at 103.1 in the Bergen County, New Jersey area, which is just right outside New York City, although we cannot get it in New York City. They just changed their format from a music of your life programming to oldies. So, for example, on a Saturday night when they used to have a show called the Nat King Cole Hour, followed by Frank Sinatra, followed by the Nat King Cole Hour, they now have Dick Clark's Rock Rollin' Remember from 6 to 10, and then from 10 to 12 they just tape all these requests.
Hey, DX Audio Service members, this is Don Wilkerson of Dunbar, West Virginia. Wanted to let you know that for the last couple of weeks I've noticed that there's been a station testing on 1680 out of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I don't know the call letters, but I believe Monday, the 2nd of November, they started active broadcasting, as far as I can tell. So I think they're on full time now, but I would like to know what their call letters are. Also, you had a question, Fred, on the last audio service that I'd like to know the answer to. Where can you acquire the little AM carrier transmitters like Lafayette used to make? And as far as the answer on FM, of course, Ramsey makes a kit, and so does... they can get one from Sea Crane Company, too, for a little FM transmitter. Thanks for all your help, guys. We appreciate the information.
Hi, this is Rusty Curry in Springfield, Oregon, November 3rd. A guy asked in the last issue about FM transmitters. If he's talking about something with a 50 to 100-foot range, Sea Crane has one. Phone is 800-522-8863. I've got a question. I once bought a radio directory on floppy disk from Daja Enterprises, and I called them for an update, and I can't find them. Does anyone know if they're still around? Thanks.
Hi there. This is Mike Lance calling from Miami Beach, Florida, with some interesting news. On Sunday, I do believe it was October 6, 1998, around 3 o'clock in the morning or 4, something like that, I picked up my best DX catch, 1400 WOND, Atlantic City, Pleasant, New Jersey. Pleasantville, I believe it is. Then on Thursday morning, the 4th of November, 1998, around 3 o'clock, I picked them up again. They were talking about their morning show with, I believe it is Don Williams, who's on from 6 to 9, I do believe. And they are an ABC outlet. They are talking WOND Atlantic City. Also,
what is happening with Atlanta's 1310? I was up there a few weeks ago, and they were playing Korean music with no ID whatsoever or anything like that. Anyone out there know? Let me know, please. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Hi, Mike Dugan calling from northern Wisconsin with a couple of items. This first one is for Ken Honestchuk, who was reading the NFL schedule and wasn't sure about the broadcast team of the Detroit Lions. Well, up here in this part of the country, I'm able to get a couple of stations from Michigan's Upper Peninsula, and the loudest one, WJMS in Ironwood on 590, carries Lions football, the announcing team of Mark Champion and Jim Brandstetter. Sometimes there's a third man, and it seems to be interchangeable. About a month ago, they had former Green Bay Packer Mark Carrier. So that's who the Detroit Lions broadcast team are. And also, there's a format change that went as far back as July. In my former hometown of Ladysmith, WLDY on 1340 is running the music of your life, and I suspect it's from Westwood One because I hear some Los Angeles radio personalities such as Gary Owens and Wake Martindale, just to mention a couple. But if you can believe this, singer Patty Page does a weekend stint over there. And another outlet that has joined that service is WEIO in Eau Claire on 1050, a former Radio Oz affiliate.
This is Tim Hendel. Here in Huntsville, on several nights, but not in a row, I have been hearing music on 1680 in the X band. No IDs, no nothing, so I assume that it's a new station testing. Also, during the months of first part of November, I was in Philadelphia and heard an open carrier on 1680 during the day. So that makes me think that Philadelphia is getting a new 1680 station, and maybe that's the station that's testing that I hear at night with their music.
Hey there, DXers. This is Josh Owens calling from my college home in Reidsville, North Carolina. Got a question for you, by the way. It is on Friday, the 20th of November, yes. Question is, I was looking through some tapes the other week, and maybe someone could tell me if the station's still on the air. I found a tape from about 11 years ago from a station AM 1600 WKGK in Saltville, Virginia. It's AM 1600 WKGK in Saltville, Virginia. Wondering if anybody knows if the station's still on the air. If it is, what are they doing? And if they're not, when do they go off? Or any information you can give me, just let us know through the magazine. Thanks.
And that's our musings to the members on this edition of the DX Audio Service. And to answer our question concerning the station on 1680, that could be either JAMS 1680 in Ada, Michigan, WJNZ, or it could be the brand new station which is going on the air in Princeton, New Jersey, that Al Merriman's hearing rather well out there in Virginia. On the subject of AM and FM transmitters on our next DX Audio Service, I should have some information concerning that, some interviews with people who actually build those transmitters. And I'm not sure on the Ramsey exactly how it works or what it is. I suspect just from seeing some kits at the Hamfest that it's a pretty small little unit. I use the Panaxis versions for some of the Hamfests and radio shows around, and they seem to work very, very well for FM broadcasting. On the log situation from Dadja Enterprises, I understand that Dadja has gone out of business. The mail sent to the address is returned, and the phone number has been disconnected. So that log apparently is completely out of business. However, there is good news. You can purchase a log on disk from the National Radio Club's Publication Center. All you have to do is contact Ken Chatterton at Post Office Box 164, Mansville, New York, 13661 in the USA. And that log is sold only to DX Audio Service members.
The DX Audio Service.
Sure, what do you have in mind?
There's nothing else quite like it.
Hello again, DXers. Mark Durenberger in Minneapolis with, believe it or not, the final edition of our six-part Highway 50 band scan, which began quite a while ago as we left Baltimore, Maryland, and worked our way across this great country on Highway 50. recording clear channel stations to the north and south of the highway. What it did allow us to do was to capture just about every station on the clear channels, with a couple of exceptions, but pretty much everything on the clears above 10,000 watts. It turned out to be quite a road trip, too. Not only did our transcontinental odyssey give us a chance to see a different part of the country, it also gave us the opportunity to compare radio stations. We heard some fantastic operations. We heard some disappointments. But for the most part, radio is alive and well on the clear channels. So let's complete our journey this month. We're leaving Highway 50 and turning south on Interstate 5 outside of Sacramento, heading down into the central part of California, the breadbasket of that great state. Heading toward Bakersfield, California, where we will make the bend and start heading east toward Las Vegas across the Mojave Desert. And speaking of Bakersfield,
Jim Russert of TV's Meet the Press, 48. Janice Ian is 47. Same that song at 17. Mm-hmm. She didn't want to do that.
And Society's Child.
Johnny Unitas, 65. So happy birthday, everybody celebrating such things. 73 are high, 58 at 7.
Serving the entire southern San Joaquin Valley and beyond, this is 1560 KNZR, Bakersfield, a Buckley radio station.
Chrysler and Daimler-Benz go global with huge merger deals. Scores still missing in Italian mudslides. Hillary Clinton stirs controversy by advocating Palestinian state.
When we left you last month, DXers, we were profiling the San Francisco Bay Area. We missed one and didn't catch this one until we were a long way away from Santa Cruz.
Our producer is Franklin Cater, senior producer Doug Lillibridge. I'm Jim Bohannon. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
News, sports, traffic, and weather. AM 1080 KSTO Santa Cruz, AM 1340 KOMY Watsonville.
As we rolled south, we wanted to be true to our announced plan to be a long way away from stations we captured, just to put the fun into it. Well, as we approached Los Angeles and we started to reach for stations in the Southern California area, we captured 830, which was at the time World Radio or Radio Oz, and I guess on reflection, we could have waited until we got a little closer for this one.
Don't miss another game with the International Hockey League Long Beach Ice Dogs.
Stay tuned for details here on your awesome family radio stations of Southern California, AM 830 on World Radio.
The same thing was true with 1110, where you're going to hear Pasadena and a beat, a very distinct beat note, with KFAB in Omaha, Nebraska. Now imagine this. Relatively speaking, we were on top of KRLA and yet hundreds of miles from KFAB.
You've been listening to Mighty Ducks Hockey,
a presentation of Oldies 1110, KRLA, Pasadena, Los Angeles.
Well, I guess that should be no surprise. KRLA, directional west into the ocean. KFAB, directional west, right toward KRLA. There are a lot of stories like this on the domestic 1A and 1B channels. Let's take 710 next. The venerable KMPC in Los Angeles, now owned and operated as a Disney radio station, directional away from the rest of the country, out into the ocean, down toward Baja California and out into the Pacific. There are a lot of stations around the country on 710, so we respected that situation and waited until we were fairly close to Los Angeles for that 710 capture.
Hey, commercials are over. We're back.
You got it. Let's get back to the music.
710 KDIS, Los Angeles.
Radio Disney has returned. Please carry on.
Oh, Robin, you are kind and gentle.
Yes, and I'll be taking those riches now.
Los Angeles, home of some great radio stations.
This is KNX Los Angeles.
All you need to know, KNX 1070 News Radio.
It's 8 o'clock.
CBS News.
News, I'm Paul James. A floating casino loaded with people has been struck by a barge on the Mississippi.
K-I-E-V. Glendale, Los Angeles. Your telephone connection for Southern California.
Water is the source of life, and LifeSource Water Systems is the whole house system that gives every faucet in your home delicious, clean water for drinking, bathing, cooking, washing, cleaning.
KFI Los Angeles, more stimulating talk radio.
Because we never liked school. KFI Los Angeles, more stimulating talk radio.
County kid is sentenced in an infamous car accident trial. Good evening. I'm Terry Ray Elmer. This is the 9 o'clock news on KFI. The judge is lenient. We'll tell you what happened after we check the traffic on this Wednesday night. KFI is a talk station that does the most frequent traffic reports. Here's Alan LeGreen in the KFI Traffic Center.
And right now, Sigourney and Buena Park, eastbound 91 past Knott, three cars and a semi involved.
There are a lot of great radio stations in the Los Angeles area. Some of them are on regionals and do quite well. Stations like KLAC and KABC and KFWB, they're able to do a great job on the regional channels, although some of them have to directionalize, and in doing so, they just blow a lot of their power out over the ocean and still do a fantastic job in the Los Angeles metro area. But since they are not technically clear channel stations and they're not on the 1A and 1B channels, we have to omit them for time purposes, if nothing else, from our clear channel band scan. The other silly thing we did last month is we mistakenly put the 1190 assignment, KDIA Vallejo, on the Northern California segment instead of bringing it in closer to LA where it's coming from. Finally, there are some Mexican assignments on some of the 1A and 1B channels when you're this close to the West Coast. Most notably is Rosarito's 1090 signal, which pretty much wipes out everything else around it. There's one on 890 and one on 1210, which kind of wipe out the competition in the Los Angeles area on those frequencies and on adjacents. That left us with quite a few stations, however, and more to come. Well, we didn't want to leave Southern California without trying for San Diego. Here's what San Diego sounds like, courtesy of the Kiwa Loop.
Celebrating 50 years of serving you, this is AM 1170 Talk, KCBQ, San Diego.
Mutual News. Internal documents from cigarette maker R.J. Reynolds show executives consider...
You're listening to AM 1130, KSDO, San Diego. Talk radio you can use. And San Diego's new station for Stacey Taylor and Dr. Laura.
FMB San Diego. If you're talking about it, we're talking about it. Talk radio with personality. 760 KFMB.
CBS News, this is Doug Poling. There's word the UN may have discovered a smoking gun.
Well, sadly, we are ending our odyssey in the fateful town of Oatman, Arizona. Before we leave you, though, a profile of the stations from Las Vegas, Nevada.
From Jackie Gons Plaza, downtown, this is KDWN Las Vegas.
AP Network News, I'm Carlotta Bradley. At least five people are dead from a...
Talk to Lou Epton, weeknights from 9 till midnight, on the talk station, AM 840 KXNT. Talk station, AM 840 KXNT, North Las Vegas, a service of American Radio Systems.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson.
Tune in every Saturday morning for the Real Estate Preview Show with Chuck Baker every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on KKBB AM 1060.
This is KKBB Las Vegas. Next, Chuck Colson.
You're listening to The Fan. Continuous sports talk and sports action. The Fan, AM 1140 KSFN. Your Las Vegas sports authority and home of the Arizona Diamondbacks in 1998.
Well, that will conclude our Southern California sweep. We didn't hit everything. We missed KTNQ in Los Angeles and KERI and KOQI. and 1520 in L.A. We did hear KCTD in L.A., but from a long way away, and that's what this one sounded like on 1540. And all that noise is no way to end a pretty good Clear Channel Bandscan series. So before we leave, let's poke around and see what we missed back in the Phoenix area. There were a couple, remember, on the Clear Channels that we were not able to pick up when we were headed west. But from Oatman, we had a better chance.
KFNN Mesa, Phoenix. Join your host, Jeff Kennedy, weekdays from noon until 4 on the Valley Sports Authority.
AM 1060, KDUS, Tempe, Phoenix.
Playing the best music in the Valley of the Sun. AM 1100, KCCF, Cave Creek Carefree.
KCCF.
And so, boys and girls, that's about it. That's the end of our six-part odyssey as we motored west from Chesapeake Bay to San Francisco and then took a turn south toward Las Vegas. And we ended up in Oatman, Arizona. Historic old town on Route 66. Along the way, some pretty good radio, some mediocre radio, but I think for the most part we captured nearly all of the higher power assignments on the domestic 1A and 1B channels. So that concludes this series of Clear Channel Bandscans, and I'm Mark Dernberger in Minneapolis, and we'll be back again next month. In the hopper, bandscans in the coming months from Seattle, Minneapolis, the Ludington, Michigan to Manitowoc, Wisconsin ferry. Yes, indeed. This summer, we recorded a band scan from the middle of Lake Michigan. Quite interesting. And we have a special band scan for you recorded in western Colorado, eastern Utah, just about the time fall 1998 propagation began to get very interesting. In addition to our band scans, we'll have a story or two to relate. We'll talk about the abortive 9 kilohertz spacing idea of a number of years ago. We'll talk about Cuba jamming. We'll talk about superpower on the Clear Channels. And while we'll try to keep our column focused on Clear Channel issues, we'll take an occasional break to talk about something else. For example, the 20th anniversary of the American Forces Network Europe, celebrated back in 1964. And the next time we get together, we're going to tell you the story about how WBBM in Chicago and KFAB in Omaha coexisted more or less peacefully on 770 kilohertz. And our story will include their rather crude synchronization efforts in an attempt to keep from interfering with each other at night. We'll look forward to sharing that with you. And until we get together again, good listening, DXers.
If you're on the Internet, visit the DX Audio Service website at www.wcoil.com/GNBC and find out information about the club and other activities. You can also email us at gnbc@wcoil.com.
Thank you very much, Mark. And we only have about 3 minutes left, so I want to just run through a few things. First of all, After Dark number 9 and Getting Started in Medium Wave DXing are going to be out within the next 30 days. I had hoped to have the pricing information available on this edition. However, I'm going to have to get different cassettes because we have a lot of material to put on these tapes, and they're going to be requiring some of the larger tapes rather than the conventional C90s like we use here for the DX Audio Service. So I know a lot of you are hoping that you can get some information on that on this edition. We'll have to put it off until next edition so I can get some current pricing and see if we can keep the price as low as possible. On our DX Change, Jeff Ross is offering a Drake R8, purchased new in 1995, and it's in absolutely mint condition for $699 plus UPS. Contact Jeff Ross at area code 908-782-3121. Bob Gallerstein is offering a one-owner Drake R8A in mint condition with box and manual for $725. You can contact Bob during the daytime at area code 201-807-0888. Nighttime till 10 p.m. Eastern Time only, 201-587-8803. And that's our DX Change. If you have something to buy, sell, or trade, just put it on a card or a letter and send it to us here at the DX Change. From the publisher of DX News magazine, Paul Swearingen writes, "We now have a formats editor. Paul Mount has graciously volunteered to take over the duties formerly held by Tony Fitzherbert. You can send him reports at Post Office Box 142, Morganville, New Jersey 07751, or email them to Paul Mount, PaulMount, at attmail.com, and be sure to put in any information concerning new stations or format changes, and get them to Paul as soon as possible so we can report on them. And finally, before we close out this edition of the DX Audio Service, I'd just like to speak to you one-on-one and just say I'd like to thank you all, DX Audio Service members, for subscribing to the DX Audio Service and being a part of our family. That is the National Radio Club, the DX Audio Service, and the Vobey family here in Lima, Ohio. I hope that we've given you news and information, things that you can use in your hobby. I hope that we've educated you in some facets with information, both from the pages of DX News and from our members and editors. And I look forward to serving you in 1999 with more of the DX Audio Service. Of course, it goes without saying that I wish you well in 1999. I wish you the happiest of holiday seasons, and may that rig be under your Christmas tree come this holiday season. I know I'll be looking for one myself. Until 1999, I'll just say 73. Good DX. And remember, folks, get out there and support radio.